From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In the midst of the current Turkish cross-border military offensive, Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River. It is unclear if all of the Kurdish forces have withdrawn as demanded by Turkey. The Kurdish rebels have been a source of tension between the U.S., which views them as a key ally in the war in Syria, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorists allied with separatist Turkish Kurds. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights tells Arab media Kurdish militia fighters are still fighting on the eastern side of the Euphrates River and had even captured some ground there. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Saudi Arabia Thursday to discuss U.S. military operations in Syria. He plans discussions with Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman, with diplomats from Bahrain, and with the Gulf Cooperation Council. Kerry wants to shore up support for the Syria plan ahead of scheduled meetings with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday in Geneva. During the meeting with Lavrov, the two sides will try to come to an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. Afghan police say at least 13 people are dead, more than 45 wounded, after a nearly 10-hour attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul Thursday. Among the dead, 7 students, 3 police officers, 2 university security guards, and a guard from a nearby school for the blind. The Kabul police chief says 36 students and university staff were wounded. Police officials say at least 2 attackers have been killed. There are no claims of responsibility from militant groups. This is VOA News. A 4.3 magnitude aftershock hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy Thursday. The aftershock caused damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke, instilling panic in the town already reeling from Wednesday's earthquake. Officials put the death toll from the quake at 241. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced military exercises on land and in the Black and Caspian Seas. The drills began Thursday in Russia's southern, western, and central military districts, where troops have been put on combat alert. They will last until the end of the month and will involve various units and troops. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has agreed on a plan to restart peace talks in Yemen with Gulf Arab states and the United Nations. Kerry spoke to reporters Thursday during his visit to the Saudi city of Jeddah. He said participants in the talks agreed on a renewed approach to negotiations. The secretary called on Yemen's dominant Houthi group to cease fighting across the border with Saudi Arabia and work with its domestic foes to form a unity government. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, meanwhile, is calling for an independent investigation into international human rights violations committed in Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations estimates nearly 3,800 Yemeni civilians have been killed and more than 6,700 wounded since March 2015. That is when the Saudi Arabian coalition, which supports the government, began its bombing campaign against the Houthi rebels. The report says the escalating fighting is taking a devastating toll on the civilian population. It reports 7.6 million people, including 3 million women and children, are suffering from malnutrition, and at least 3 million people have been forced to flee their homes. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is continuing to offer voters a more nuanced stance on U.S. immigration policies. He has discontinued an earlier call for the deportation of 11 million illegal immigrants, but still rejects giving them U.S. citizenship. Trump vows to build a wall along the southern U.S. border to keep out illegals. A new Pew Research Center survey shows that Americans are divided on the immigration issue, but a plurality say improved border security and a path to citizenship should both be pursued. The survey finds 61% opposed to Trump's wall. An aggregate of surveys compiled by RealClearPolitics.com says Democrat Hillary Clinton has an average 6 percentage point lead over Trump. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.